Well, early yesterday, President Joe Biden announced a deal to expand operations at the Port of Los Angeles in hopes of ending a logjam of ships waiting to unload their cargo. Joining us now with more details, CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey is in Washington, D.C., covering the story. So, Steve, with the Port of Los Angeles, what are some of the measures that they've had to take in order to try and get this logjam freed?
Well, one of the most significant ones is 24/7 operations to expedite this logjam, as you said, of supplies. And they're also trying to do the same thing with getting products and supplies and equipment at these ports out on trucks, on trains, to try to expedite the effort to fight this supply chain issue.
So was the supply chain issue at this point, investigators, are they looking at this as sort of like something that was eventually bound to happen, or was this exacerbated by a separate event that they might not have seen coming?
Well, I think this is really a multitude of things that happened at once, namely COVID, right? You've got a lot of backlog, a lot of pent-up demand. You still have complicated logistics rules that fall under that, especially transportation of workers back and forth from international countries and to ports, screening processes. Then, of course, you've got issues relating to consumer demand and inflation. So really, it's a lot that has impacted not only us, but other countries like the UK, that they're dealing with similar situations, including a gas shortage crisis there.
That's right. Yeah. And the prices are climbing because of these delays here. Are there any particular industries that are impacted more so than others by the rising cost of prices?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of issues related to the availability and the pricing and inflexibility of things like fuel, obviously, but also big durable consumer goods like washing machines, dishwashers. If you've tried to buy one recently, you've probably been confronted with that, and your favorite model might have been out of stock or back ordered for months. Same thing goes with key parts for machines and replacements that many manufacturers still need.
Got it. So other than the 24-hour operations that are going on in Port of Los Angeles right now, what are some of the other strategies that they're using right now to try and get these cargo ships moving again? Are they moving them to other ports, or what's going on?
Well, a lot of these ships are already near the ports, right? They're already staging in the channels, in the waters off these ports, waiting for clearance to enter. And, you know, it can be really significant in terms of cost and fuel to move these large ships to a far distant port. And many times ports, other ports, alternatives aren't capable of receiving them. So yeah, there's a big focus on doing what they can to reduce log jams at current ports designated for these ships.
Okay. And one last thing, do they have a sort of a timeline as to when this might be resolved? Are we thinking end of the year or maybe longer than that?
It depends on the analyst that you ask. Moody says this will continue well into next year. Other analysts say this is just a hiccup in the pandemic recovery and won't be a long-term issue. However, it's clear all signs are pointing to rising prices, inflation going on. The White House is kind of dismissive of that, but other financial analysts say that this is a real problem that continues to hamper the recovery process.
We'll be keeping an eye on this story over the coming weeks. As CBS White News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.